Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Great to hear Walter Jacobson and your perspective. And, you know, Walter, I get to play your perspectives often on an early Sunday morning if I fill in for Dave Plyer. And I just want to say, I wish I could talk to Walter a little bit more about this. You're sitting in the chair now. Walter, thanks for coming on with us.
Let's talk. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's an honor. Having grown up watching you, you're a legend in the business, and to chat politics with you is something else. But your recent perspective had to do with Lori Lightfoot. Has there been a more surprising mayoral election in your since you've been covering Chicago politics?
Not in my experience. I don't think anybody who was really keyed into Chicago politics expected her to win this race. I think she won it not only by surprise, but by Alderman Burke's trouble with the federal government. You know, there was a feeling around town leading up to the election, the first election, and then also through the runoff, that Alderman Burke was in trouble, that he was being accused by the FBI of attempted extortion, and that kind of cast a shadow over everything. It sort of had a way of focusing our attention on misbehavior in Chicago politics. And Lori Lightfoot came in saying she's going to change things. She was a very, very tough, small, 5'1" yeah, tall, but hugely, difficultly tough. And she just went on and said things. I'll read you some of her quotes.
Yeah, please.
We didn't expect that.
Yeah, I got to say that the anti-incumbent fever across the country has obviously been permeating for a few years. But I think you're right. I think the Burke thing, you know, it's always been machine versus new politics. Who do you want in office? I just think it heightened it. It brought everything, every candidate then. You know, I think the debate between whether Tony Preckwinkle was part of the machine or not part of the machine, that was always percolating underneath. But the Burke thing really brought it front and center for every candidate.
Yeah, and do you remember some of the things that she said as she was running toward that election day? Let me read you a couple of quotes. I was very surprised. You know, she's very forceful. She's a former prosecutor. We could talk about that, too, because that's a good thing to have in City Hall. But here are just a couple of them. She said over and over and over again that, quote, "I'm going to be a boss who holds people accountable. Chicago aldermen need to understand that, and they need to understand responsibility. Having to kiss the ring of an alderman or contribute to a campaign to get access to a city service is," she said, "fundamentally wrong, a real problem." And you know, she went on, "Criminal misuse of zoning and city licenses. That's got to go, period. I was elected to build a government where you don't have to give to get, where you don't have to pay a bribe to get a permit. When the FBI raided the offices of Alderman Burke, the other aldermen," she said, "scattered like cockroaches." And about Burke himself, Lightfoot's quote, "Burke is utterly corrupt, the way he exploited his power and position." Smack! She said that stuff right in the face of people in the city, the big shots in City Hall. "And when I'm the mayor, any alderman who aligns himself with Burke, I'm going to shine a light on him to make sure he's exposed." That's tough talk. You think back. The only person who came close to that in a mayor-elect position was Jane Byrne, but it was not that to this degree.
Well, it's great to talk about that during an election, but then you got to work with these people.
That's right.
Is that going to be tough going forward, or she scared them enough?
She better be careful. I think they're sitting there for her in case she tries to go too far. You know, her signature program is getting rid of this very well-known, but not really well-understood, alderman prerogative. Words that people don't really latch on to because they're not simple enough. What it means simply is that the alderman in Chicago, the alderman of each ward, has total control over what happens in that ward from a city government standpoint. That includes housing, affordable housing, public housing. Just imagine what aldermen on the far northwest side and the far southwest side will think about having to give up their control over what kind of public housing is going to be built in their neighborhood.
You know, everyone's on the train that that's a bad thing, and that seems to be the growing sentiment amongst people. But I don't know if people really have thought through all the permutations of that. I mean, if you give every decision to the entire city council as opposed to a ward kind of having a little bit more prerogative in each, you know, district, I don't know if it's a good thing to take local issues and bring them to the whole city all the time. I mean, that's the one thing that you love about having an alderman, at least how I feel, is if the street light is out, I know who to call. If the pothole isn't there, I know who to call. But coming along with that is their ability to kind of help control what happens in a neighborhood. Is that such a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing in the sense that you describe it. It's good that the people in the neighborhood get to have a say. And the aldermen, presumably, are reflecting the viewpoints of the people in the neighborhood. It's a bad thing in the sense, not in the sense, it's a bad thing, period, that it is what leads to the money question. An alderman in charge of licensing, building permits, and all the things that happen in a community can and do, and this is what Ed Burke is being accused of, extort from, I'm not saying he's guilty, of course.
Right, of course.
We don't know.
Alleged, right.
He hasn't even really been indicted yet. But that's where the money is. That's where the alderman can say to a big developer, you want to build a high-rise in my ward? I'll take a little campaign contribution. And there's an awful lot of money that's involved in that. So in that sense, it's a good idea. And look, it got Lori Lightfoot elected. I think that's what the people want or say they want.
Yeah.
They're, you know, the alderman, she's not saying that the alderman will have to give up control of everything. Just the ones that are seriously
corrupt.
Fraught. Yeah,
right.
I hate to use the word corrupt if I
right.
don't know it's corrupt. But
true.
But fraught with the potential of corruption.
Right, because corruption, you know, when we say corruption, that obviously has a legal designation.
Right.
And people kind of throw that word around perhaps more than they should.
Right.
Because right now developers can contribute to campaigns, those sorts of things. And that's not necessarily illegal, but it certainly does influence decision making along the line.
You know, I think in the past 20 years there have been 40-some Chicago aldermen who have been indicted, convicted, and many sent to jail for all this kind of stuff.
Do you think a lot of it is just because of, well, first of all, the old machine, but also because of this prerogative? It lends aldermen, they're more susceptible to that sort of thing because they do wield that power.
Yeah.
What do you think about having a prosecutor or a former prosecutor in the mayor's chair?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting, if not a lot of fun, or I would say, yes, a lot of fun as well for people in the news business as we are, because we're going to be seeing some very exciting things. She may have to tone it down a degree, but she's got them on the run right now.
As a former newsman, what's it like covering a mayor who will give you those quotes? Obviously, you were there when Jane Byrne was there, and she was very quotable.
Yeah.
It makes the job more exciting, more fun, I guess you could say.
I sure agree with that. I like it. I like what she says. I didn't know too much about Lori Lightfoot until she got involved in this campaign. I, in fact, have never met her. I've read everything she's talked about as much as I could, and I've watched her on the campaign trail, and I get increasingly impressed by her straightforwardness, her willing to respond to questions, and most importantly, I think, her fearlessness in confronting the big shots in City Hall right to their faces and telling them what she's going to do. Can she do it? Wait and see. Yeah. Listen to WTN.
Yes.
Read the newspapers.
I think it's also, we'd be remiss if not mentioning first African-American woman, first LGBT person in that position. That's big for Chicago. I mean, Chicago is a city of firsts, and we like to break barriers. It gives me at least a certain sense of pride knowing that she's in that office. And I imagine for Chicagoans, whether you voted for her or not, it represents a nice change in the city.
Yep, yeah, very good.
Excellent.
Very good.
All right, Walter, thanks for extending on your perspective. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me in.
You can come in any time, by the way, Walter. If this red light's on and I'm in here, you can come on in.
Be happy to do it.
All right, thanks so much. Walter Jacobson, of course, you can hear his perspectives all the time here on WGN.